complaining again. Time sure flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, but you're still part of the team. You gotta practice with us.
Hello, boys.
No, I don't. I made the team. That's all that counts.
Boys.
No, Herb. Making the team is just the beginning.
Boys.
Not for me.
Boys. What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, hi, Mr. Quimper. It's Herb again.
What do you mean, again?
Everybody knows you're always goofing around, Herb.
Me? What about you?
What about me? I never do anything wrong.
Sure. And it doesn't snow on Mount Everest either.
Boys, please. What's the problem?
Herb thinks just because he finally made the ball team that he doesn't have to work out with the rest of us.
Well, why should I?
Being on the team is an honor, Herb. You should do whatever the coach wants you to.
But why?
Well, Herb, what if everybody felt that way? Nobody would ever practice. And without practice, you can't win any ball games.
He's right, Herb. You know, this is a lot like our lesson last Sunday.
You mean the great decision? Confession? Incision?
Commission, Herb. The Great Commission.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's right. You see, being a Christian is just like being on a ball team. Once you've made the team, there's still work to do.
But...
Yeah, what if nobody thought they needed to do what Jesus said? A lot of people would never hear about him.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, Skip, I'll be at practice tomorrow.
Good for you, Herb. Say, can I talk to you boys a minute?
Sure, Mr. Quimper. What about?
Well, I was just wondering if you could use a little extra money.
Ha, the squirrels eat nuts.
All right. I could sure use some help cleaning out my storeroom.
Hey, I got an idea.